earthworm or a grub worm, see?
Okay, so some people an earthworm and a grub worm are the same thing then. What do you call an insect that sends light out on and off in the summertime?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings, and it flies around over creeks and over ponds? They're kind of long, about that long.
Mosquito hawks.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called anything besides a mosquito hawk?
No, I don't believe I have.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting? It looks kind of like a wasp, but it's not.
Dirt dauber.
What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Well, peanuts is about the only thing we have here.
Beaks.
If a boy has a big nose, and his father has a big nose too, you say the boy, what, his father? The boy?
The boy has a nose.
Well, now, if you want to use a more general word, if you want to get across the idea that the boy's appearance is similar to his father's, you'd say the boy, what?
The boy's just like his father.
Now, if a boy's appearance is similar to his father's, you say the boy's just like his father. Now, if his behavior is similar to his father's, how would you express that?
Well,
would you express it the same way?
About the same way, I would think, yes.
Okay. Do you ever use the expression favors or features to mean?
Favors? Yes.
And that would that mean to look like or to act like?
Just. Well, now we speak of favors now. We speak of somebody did somebody a favor. You know, he did so and so a great favor or something like that. You know.
What do you call a woman who helps a childbirth who's not a nurse?
Would you repeat that, please?
What do you call a woman who helps when a baby is being born? Somebody who's not a nurse.
Midwife.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Some will say, that's city boy. If he's a young fellow, you know. Look at that city boy, you know.
Okay. Now, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
Well, they'd call him a countryman.
Okay. What do you call people whose skin is black?
We say colored people here. Practically everybody says colored people.
And what do you call people whose skin is white?
White people.
Okay. And, let's see, if a white person gets mad with a colored person, what might he call him? Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
Oh.
Oh my gosh!
What
y'all are
calling?
Huh?
This is a survey, language survey, for the entire state of Georgia. I'm from Emory, and we're asking people questions. What do you call this and what do you call that? We're interested in the fact that speech changes, you know, from county to county. If a white person gets mad with a colored person, what might he call him?